From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Sanctions against Iran have been lifted as a nuclear deal reaches implementation day. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program under an agreement hammered out with six world powers. In Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry said that implementation of the agreement is a step toward a safer world.
Today, as a result of the actions taken since last July, the United States, our friends and allies in the Middle East, in the entire world, are safer because the threat of a nuclear weapon has been reduced.
The European Union's High Representative Federica Mogherini said the lifting of sanctions will begin immediately.
Today, multilateral and national economic and financial sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program are lifted in accordance with the JCPOA.
The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. The announcement came hours after the United States and Iran announced a high-profile prisoner swap. Five Americans being freed include Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held more than 500 days. A Christian pastor and an Iranian-American member of the U.S. Marine Corps were also being freed. In exchange, the United States is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which had focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Tsai Ing-wen's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. That's a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Speaking with the press shortly after her opponent conceded defeat, Tsai pledged to maintain peace with the world's second-largest economy and to maintain stable relations with Beijing. Islamic State militants have killed at least 135 people, some of them women and children, in wide-scale attacks on government-held areas near the city of Deir el-Zur, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that at least 80 of those killed were soldiers and pro-government militiamen. The rest were civilians. The state news agency Sana said Islamic State militants had killed dozens of people. The Lebanon-based Al-Mayadeen Television said Islamic State had killed as many as 280 people, but the reports could not be independently verified. Indonesia's national police chief on Saturday announced that 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists have been arrested in connection with the first IS attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Jakarta the government is making fresh moves to try to counter the violent extremists' ideology.
In response to Thursday's attack linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. And on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites and social media accounts of violent extremists. The five attackers died after managing to kill only two people, both unarmed civilians. Many in the intelligence community, as well as security analysts, expect violent actions in the name of Islamic State again here soon. Perhaps with far more lethal consequences. Steve Herman, VOA News, Jakarta.
And here in Washington, zoo-goers got their first close-up look at the giant panda cub, Bebe. Until now, the cub could be viewed only through the so-called panda cam, a video hookup that allowed people to watch the five-month-old since its birth. A line formed outside the panda enclosure Saturday morning before opening time to get a look at the ball of fur inside its soundproof glass enclosed pen. Like his big sister Bao Bao and their older sibling Taishuan, Bebe will be handed over to China at age 4. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.